Losing Ground by Charles Murray. The book is subtitled American Social Policy, 1950 to 1980. A note on presentation. This book tries to do two things that are not quite mutually exclusive, but almost. It draws upon a varied and sometimes technical body of social science data, and it addresses a general audience. How does one be fair to the data, which often entail complications and ambiguities, and still present the material in a way that an intelligent but not obsessive reader can be asked to follow? This tension has shaped the presentation in important ways. Part of the solution has been to write what amounts to a subtext in the notes for the chapters in parts 2 and 3. The reader who so wishes may read the book from beginning to end without once referring to the notes and, I trust, come away with an accurate understanding of the argument and the evidence. But every so often, the reader is also likely to stop short and want to take a closer look. The notes, some of which amount to small essays, have been written for such occasions. Another part of the solution has been to rely heavily on basic trendline data, graphs of what happened, using widely understood and accepted measures from 1950 to 1980. Often such data need to be supplemented with more specialized analyses. Occasionally, the trend line by itself will be misleading. But the most straightforward data are generally also the best ones for beginning to understand what happened. Finally, I have added an appendix that includes much of the raw data. It is intended for readers who want to examine the trends from other perspectives.